They walked along the rocks next to the water. The sun was dropping towards the west. Suddenly, Philip Lombard said, "What's that, there, on that big rock?" They walked towards the rock. "It's clothes," said Lombard. "That's a boot. Let's get closer." Vera stopped suddenly.
"It's not clothes. It's a man."
They looked at the face. The terrible, purple, drowned face.
"Oh no," said Lombard. "It's Armstrong."
Minutes passed. Minutes that felt like years. Slowly, very slowly, Vera Claythorne and Philip Lombard lifted their heads. Each of them looked into the other's eyes. Lombard laughed.
"So, that's it, is it, Vera?"
Vera said quietly,
"There's nobody on the island. Nobody except us."
Their eyes met.
"Why didn't I see his face clearly before?"
she thought.
"He's like a wild dog with those terrible teeth."
"So, now we know," said Lombard, his voice sounding dangerous. "This is the end, you understand? We've come to the end." Vera said quietly,
"I understand."
She looked down at the dead man.
"Poor Dr. Armstrong."
"What's this? Pity?"
"Haven't you any pity?" she replied.
"I've got no pity for you," he said.
"We must carry him up to the house," said Vera.
"To join the other victims? No, he can stay here."
"Well, let's move him out of the reach of the sea."
With difficulty, they pulled the body away from the water.
"Happy now?" said Lombard.
"Quite," said Vera.
And then he knew. He put his hand in his pocket, but there was nothing there. Vera was standing in front of him, holding the gun.